Good morning. Glad that you all made it here or are connected in after this major storm that sadly dissipated. I was looking for the 20 inches, and you know, out at our place, we may have two or three in our yard because it all blew away. But hopefully you made it through. My sister was without power for about a day. We were without power on Friday or Saturday for about 2 hours. Nothing to do with a storm, I don't know, but hopefully you all made it through without too many hardships as we gather to worship our great and glorious God this morning. So welcome to you all, and we have Missy gonna share with us from the mission committee about the mission a month.
Good morning. This month's mission of the month is the Fish Pantry, and I am coming to you from the Fish Pantry as a member of the board. It is with grateful hearts that the Fish Pantry board, the clients, and I thank you, St. John's Church, for your continued and abundant support of the Fish Pantry. I have been amazed by the outpouring of generosity throughout every day and the pandemic, especially when times are hard. People have really blessed the pantry, and I'm just, every day, every month I go to a meeting, I'm amazed at what we've been given. One of the many blessings that we've had this year is the purchase of the building itself. While we are grateful for all that F&M did to maintain the building free of charge and cover the utilities, they in turn have sold it to us. So we are now in charge of our own destiny, but as we know, with ownership comes responsibility. So this fall, we began exploring the possibility of some major improvement projects for the building and the parking lot. The building needs some insulation. There's really not much of any in there at all. New windows and possibly a new exterior finish. The old blocks have kind of started to crumble and fall apart. So stay tuned, because I'm guessing we will have further information on some major projects coming your way. Regardless of the conditions of the building, though, our main priority is always and has always been helping our neighbors in need. There is a list of needed items in today's bulletin, in the visitor, and Jocelyn also highlighted some things in the Facebook page. As always, the pantry willingly accepts financial contributions. With these funds, we are able to make purchases in bulk, also help families with rent, utility payments, car payments, and prescription refills. If you find yourself wanting to lend a hand, volunteers are always needed. You can let me know, or you can call the pantry yourself. Thank you, St. John's, for your continued support of the Fish Pantry.
As the praying team comes forward, we will be singing our morning prelude. And we invite you to join us in singing along if you choose to, or if you want to sit and just listen and worship that way, you are welcome to as well. We invite God into our worship, and we ask that you join us in your choice as we sing Waymaker.
I wish. reading scripture comes from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, which you can find on page 659 of the Pew Bible. Ecclesiastes 3. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Let us pray together. O holy, mighty God, that is who you are. We thank you for the gift of this day that you've given us, for this time that we gather together to praise you, to recognize your greatness, how wonderful you are, your majesty, your creativity, your sovereignty. Lord, please open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts that we might hear and see and experience your word of truth. Help us to grow in our faith as we learn to trust you more and more. We ask your spirit to move among us today and pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Please stand as you are able for our next two worship songs. As the Ecclesiastes passage talked about seasons, even though we go through seasons of change, God still stays the same. Please join us in God of All My Days. And continuing on that theme, as we wait for God and for answers to prayers and even for changes in our lives, we remember He never fails us. He's always faithful. Join us in probably another new song. It's called Do It Again.
Thank you.
As we come into our time of prayer this morning, I pray that the messages of those two songs continue to linger in our hearts and minds. Share with you two additions. Learned yesterday afternoon that Barbara Voss passed away in her sleep yesterday morning. So please be praying for her husband Bob and their family. The service for in memory of Barbara will be held on Saturday the 12th here in the sanctuary at 11 o'clock a.m. So please keep the Voss family in your prayers. And if you look at the prayer concerns on the back of the bulletin, I noticed that we left off Leah Nafsinger and want to continue to be praying for Leah and her family as she continues to go through the treatment. So please be praying for her as well. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. And before I do that, I have to back up and look at my last little note that I even had in purple. Ask you to be praying for the search committee. At the annual meeting back in mid-January, the congregation approved that we could contract with Shepherd staff in the process of finding a person for the pastor of music and worship. That was on January 16th, I believe, and on January 17th, the next day, we received a resume from a candidate who grew up in Archbold, has lived away, done some mission work, and lived away in another state, pastoring at a church for about 10 years, and they're moving back to the area. And he submitted his resume, and the search committee has had a first interview, and we'll have a second interview with him on Tuesday evening. And so be praying for that. That put on hold our time with Shepherd staff, and we're going to wait to see how the Spirit moves the committee on Tuesday, and we'll keep you updated, but would appreciate your prayers in the search process. Now let us bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we come into this time, a time of worship. Lord, I do pray that our hearts and our minds would be led by your word this morning, and also the songs that we've already sung. Lord, you are our confidence, and we place our faith in you continually. Lord, you also make a way. Lord, as we consider the prophet Habakkuk, he looked to the history that you had with the people, looking back to the Exodus and to the Mount Sinai event. And Lord, he knew that you had made a way then, and he looked to you to make a way in his day. And Lord, we know that you will make a way for us in our daily lives, in the ministry, in the life of this congregation. Lord, whether that be through the pastor of music and worship position, whether that be through leadership on various committees, whether that be ministry within our communities and around the world, Lord, give us the faith. Give us the vision to see that you have promised for us to make a way through the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through the wisdom and the counsel of your Holy Spirit. Lord, may those ways begin in our own hearts and minds as we worship you this day. Lord, as a congregation, we know that we live in a world where there are many paths to follow. As in the day of Habakkuk, there is wickedness and there is evil in the world in which we live. It's not part of your ultimate plan for us, Lord. You created creation to be good, and yet there was the fall. And sin entered in, and humans have been dealing with that ever since. But Lord, how thankful we are that we are not left alone, and that you have sent us the Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our Savior, our Messiah, that we know the ways to say no, to say no to the temptations, to say no to what the world might want us to be about. But Lord, show us again continually your way in all the seasons of our days and lives. Lord, may we place our faith in you. Lord, in the times when we struggle, when the times when we have given in to temptation, when we ourselves sin, Lord, we also know that in the recordings of the Scriptures, no one was perfect except Jesus. So, Lord, forgive us. Individually and collectively, forgive us our sin. Renew us and restore us, that we might accept the mantle of bearing the name of Christ, so that as we live in his light, we share that light with others. And Lord, as a congregation, we pray for the people that are on our list of concerns. Foremost, we pray for the Voss family. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness to you. They know that you have cared for them and you have cared for Barbara and you have welcomed her whole and healed to your eternal home. And Lord, we pray that as they go through this week and make further plans and arrangements, Lord, may your peace be upon their hearts and minds. We lift up to you Bob, her husband, and pray for him. Lord, we pray for Tracy Warren as he faces surgery. Lord, we pray for Scott Reeb, who will have knee surgery on Tuesday. We pray for Larry Robinson and for Jody Belts. We pray for Michael Hartman and Jen and the rest of the family as he continues to go through this ordeal of recovery from the burns. Lord, we're grateful that Matt Pardee continues to make strong improvements. And we pray that he would continue to place his faith in you and that you would bless him and his family with compassion and with care. And Lord, as we worship this day, in this time set aside from the distractions of the world, here in this sanctuary or wherever we might be connected in, Lord, may you surround us with your Spirit, that we be attentive to the teaching of your word, that we would be revived through its message, and that our praises and our prayers would be a blessing to you, to lifting up your name and offering you all praise and glory. And Lord, hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first scripture reading this morning is taken from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, and can be found on page 931 of the Pew Bible. Habakkuk 3, 1 through 10. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, on Shigionoth. Lord, I have heard your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise. Wrath flashed from his hand where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled and the age-old hills collapsed. His ways are eternal. I saw the tents of Cushan in distress, the dwellings of Midian in anguish. Were you angry with the rivers, O Lord? Was your wrath against the streams? Did you rage against the sea when you rode with your horses and your victorious chariots? You uncovered your bow. You called for many arrows. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and withered. Torrents of water swept by. The deep roared and lifted its waves on high.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. It is amazing at times how quiet you can be. It's just fun to look at your bright, shiny, cute faces. Are you ready for tomorrow? Were 3 days, 5 days off of school enough? No. I haven't met a child yet that said yes to that, so. But hopefully you enjoyed your 3 days of snow and can enjoy that and those memories as you go back to school tomorrow. I have a pan in front of me, and I want you to pretend, okay? I want you to pretend you're in your own kitchen, and either your father or mother has filled this pan with food and set it on the stove and turned the stove on to heat it up so you would have something to eat. I want you to pretend that that pan is now hot. And you are in the kitchen, and your mother and father in another room, and they call out to you to grab some hot pads and take that pan off of the stove, turn the burner off, and let it cool for a little while. You look around and you can't find any hot pads, so you decide it can't be that hot. So you reach down, or actually reach up, to grab that pan, and as soon as you touch it, you realize you have just burned your fingers. Pretending is over, okay? But whenever you're asked to do that, make sure you grab those hot pads. And if you can't find hot pads, towels work as well. But I want you to think about what either your father or your mother just asked and told you to do. I imagine they asked you to use hot pads because sometime in their past, they grabbed something hot with their bare hands and it hurt. And they were teaching you not to grab something hot. They were warning you, you could hurt yourself. And I want you to think about that, how our parents, how teachers and other adults try to teach you from their experience how you don't have to get burned. Now, this is the third Sunday here at St. John's. We've been talking about the book of Habakkuk, an Old Testament prophet. And we're going to finish that series today. And Habakkuk is one of those biblical characters that has much to teach us. And as we have been reading and studying this book, I want to lift up four things that Habakkuk has experienced before, and he wants to teach us and remind us. Number one, Habakkuk is aware that there is sin in the world, and he wants us not to sin. Okay? He warns us, don't sin. Number two, Habakkuk reminds us of God's power through the Exodus, through the crossing of the Red Sea when God separated the waters and all the Israelites made it through safely, and then the giving of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. And then Habakkuk also teaches that when he prayed, God gave him answers. God responds, and he wants us to keep praying. And then Habakkuk, no matter what the trials in life, he kept his faith in God. So four things that Habakkuk wants us to remember. To remember that there is sin in the world and we don't want to sin. To remember the power of God and we want to live in that power of God. That there is times that we have to pray and we are to pray. And to remain faithful to God. Okay? So when you think about a hot pan, I want you to think about Habakkuk and what he teaches. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of these children, and we pray that families and the church family will help raise them up in the faith, that they would know of your power, they would say no to sin, and that they would spend time in prayer, keeping their faith in you. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up.